Corporate Mitras, strengthening MSMEs as the backbone of India's economic future. CMAP Rakesh Kumar, Officer, FNA, Power Grid Corporation of India LTD. Shalom. Abstract. Micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, are the backbone of the Indian economy and contribute significantly to GDP, exports, employment generation, regional development, and entrepreneurship. Despite their strategic importance, MSMEs continue to face persistent compliance challenges, particularly in Tier 11 and Tier 12 cities where access to professional services are limited. To address this gap, the Union Budget 2026-27 introduced the concept of corporate mitras, trained paraprofessionals designed to provide basis compliance and facilitation support to MSMEs. In the proposed framework, corporate mitras are trained through short-term modular programs developed by the Institute of Cost Accountants of India, ICMAI, or by other professional bodies, i.e. ICAI and ICSI. The initiative aims to make easy access to compliance services, help MSMEs become more formalized, improve credit availability and create employment opportunities for graduates who do not have professional qualifications. This article examines the policy framework, eligibility criteria, service architecture, and economic significance of the Corporate Mitra initiative within the broader context of India's MSME ecosystem. It also discusses how corporate mitras can help MSMEs with compliance awareness, financial literacy, digital governance, and overall business growth. One introduction, the professional services gap in India's MSME ecosystem. India's MSME sector, with more than 6.3 crore registered enterprises, contributes around 30% to the India's GOP and over 45% of exports. It is also one of the largest sources of non-agricultural employment in India. Despite their economic importance, many MSMEs, especially those located in Tier 2 and Tier 3 towns, still struggle to access affordable professional compliance support. Over the years, compliance requirements relating to GST, income tax, and ROC filings have increased significantly. However, qualified professionals such as chartered accountants, cost accountants, and company secretaries are largely concentrated in urban areas, making professional services costly and difficult to access for small businesses. To address this gap, the Union Budget 2026-27 introduced the Corporate Mitra Initiative. The objective of the initiative is to create trained paraprofessionals who can provide affordable and locally available compliance assistance to MSMEs. The program is being developed by the Institute of Cost Accountants of India, ICMAI, or by other professional bodies, i.e. ICAI and ICSI, by combining expertise in accounting, taxation, corporate compliance, and cost accounting. Beyond compliance support, the initiative is also help MSMEs to become more formalized, improve credit availability and create employment opportunities across the country. To the Union Budget 2026-27, Policy Genesis and Framework. In the Union Budget 2026-27, Finance Minister M.R.S. Nirmala Sitharaman announced the Corporate Mitra Initiative as part of the government's broader MSME support framework. The primary objective of this initiative is to help MSMEs manage increasing compliance requirements such as GST, income tax, and ROC filings, etc., particularly in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities where access to professional support is very limited. Corporate MITRAs are expected to provide affordable compliance assistance at the small towns. To support the initiative, ICMAI, ICAI, and ICSI have been entrusted with developing short-term modular certification programs to train para-professionals with practical compliance skills. These training programs are expected to create a large pool of corporate MITRAs who can be deployed quickly across the country. The Corporate MITRA initiative is also connected with other MSME reforms announced in Budget 2026-27, particularly the establishment of the T10,000 crore SME Growth Fund. The fund aims to improve the credit readiness of MSMEs and facilitate easier access to formal financial support. Corporate MITRAs can support this process by helping enterprises maintain books of account, comply with GST and ROC requirements, and keep proper financial records. MSMEs that maintain good compliance practices generally have better chances of obtaining formal credit and institutional funding. While corporate MITRAs assist MSMEs in meeting compliance requirements, the SME Growth Fund helps them to obtain the financial assistance for business expansion and growth. 3. Understanding the Corporate MITRA, Scope, Role, and Boundaries. The role of a Corporate MITRA is designed to provide first-level compliance support system for MSMEs. The objective is to reduce the day-to-day compliance difficulties faced by small businesses in the areas of Service Architecture of Corporate MITRA, GST Compliance, ROC and LLP Compliance, Registration-1.LNCOIL, or JON Support, GSTR1 and GSTR3811, 1 Annual Return Filing, LTC Recon 1 HAT 2 MCA Forms, EWYBDL Sloyal FR9 Income Tax Support - Government Scheme A_PREPA 101 T10N of F.AR Support V 3 SEG TRIJON Maintenance of Books, GST, ROC, Income Tax, and Access to Government Schemes. Most MSMEs struggle not because of complex legal issues, but because of difficulties in basic compliance execution such as proper and timely filing GST returns, maintenance of records, or completing documentation requirements. Corporate Bookkeeping and Recaros Books of Account Cost Records, Basic Financeutments, Credit Readiness, Liaison with Banks. MITRAs are trained to address these operational challenges in an affordable and easy manner. Their responsibilities include assistance with GST compliance such as GST registration, GSTR1 and GSTR3B returns filing, reconciliation of LTC, e-way bill generation. They also help in maintaining ROC and LLP records, filing annual MCA returns, etc. In the area of income tax, corporate MITRAs support preparation of financial statements, TDS filling, advanced tax computation and payment, and filing of non-tax audit returns. They additionally assist MSMEs in availing government schemes such as Udyam Registration, CGTMSE, MITRA, and PM Vishvakarma, while also helping enterprises maintain basic bookkeeping records, costing records, and financial information required for banks. The corporate mitra framework also defines its own boundaries. Corporate mitras are intended to function as front-end facilitators and compliance support personnel, not as substitutes for qualified professionals such as chartered accountants, cost accountants, or company secretaries. Activities requiring statutory authority, professional certification, advanced advisory services, legal representation, or specialized professional judgment remain within the exclusive domain of qualified professionals. For deployment focus, Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. The budget mainly focus on the deployment of corporate mitras in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Businesses in large cities usually have easier access to tax practitioners, GST consultants, and CA/CMA/CS firms. But enterprises in smaller towns are still facing shortage of easy and affordable professional support. On the other hand, government initiatives such as PLI schemes, PM Gati Shakti Yojana projects and industrial corridor development are encouraging new business activity in these rural and semi-urban area. As more enterprises are established, the demand for compliance support is also increasing. Corporate mitras can help meet this requirement by assisting MSMEs in maintaining records and complying with regulatory deployment requirements. Professional BODH, ICMAI, ICAI, ICSI. For effective implementation, professional bodies such as ICMAI, ICAI, and ICSI need work in coordination with the Ministry of MSME to identify MSME clusters where corporate mitras are mostly required. The existing Common Service Center, CSC, network, which has more than 51 OC centers across the country, can also be used to provide services in rural and semi-urban areas. In addition, MSME Development and Facilitation Offices, MDFOs, can also help in identification of local compliance gaps and support the deployment of corporate mitras in those regions. 5. Employment Generation, a Dual Dividend. The corporate mitra initiative is expected to create around 20 to 25 lakh direct employment opportunities over the period. It can open up new job opportunities for graduates with knowledge in the areas of accounting, taxation, corporate law, and business compliance, etc. The program can benefit commerce, accounting, and management graduates, particularly those living in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. It may provide a career option for those who are unable to complete professional courses like CA, CMA, and CS. Corporate mitras can improve MSMEs' ability to obtain bank loans and other institutional funding. This may support business expansion and growth. Better compliance and access to finance can also help MSMEs make greater use of government schemes and formal credit facilities, contributing to business growth. Corporate mitra certification may also encourage to pursue higher professional qualifications in the future. If suitable exemptions or credits are provided, it can serve as a pathway towards CA, CMA, and CS. 6. Implementation challenges and policy recommendations. The successful implementation of the corporate mitra framework requires strong coordination among ICAI, ICMAI, and ICSE for a common curriculum and standards. Cost and affordability remains a key concern for small business, therefore, a tiered fee model with possible government support for MSMEs may be necessary to ensure large-scale adoption of corporate mitra. Q. Delivery of quality service over a period is essential. This can be achieved through annual re-certification, grievance redressal mechanisms and periodic audits. Q. Awareness and trust regarding corporate MITRE services may be low. Therefore, efforts are needed to create awareness and build confidence. C. Collaboration with industrial associations, MSME facilitation channels and the Common Service Center CSC network can improve awareness, availability, and trust in corporate MITRE services. 7. Conclusion, Corporate MITRES and the Viksit Bharat Vision. The Corporate MITRE initiative is a significant reform for MSME sector. It recognizes that financial support and regulatory changes alone are not enough. Small businesses also need easy access to professional support for day-to-day regulatory compliance. Corporate MITRES are meant to fill this gap by connecting MSMEs with the compliance system. The involvement of ICAI, ICMAI, and ICSI is particularly noteworthy. It brings together knowledge of accounting, taxation, company law, and cost management into a unified support structure for MSME. At the same time, corporate MITRES are will not to replace but complement qualified professionals like CA, CMAs, and CSS. Clear boundaries between corporate MITRES role and that of qualified professionals are important to protect both MSMEs and professional standards. The success of this initiative will depend on the quality of implementation, certification standards, effective quality checks and affordable services for small businesses. As India works toward its Viksit Bharat 2047 goal, the Corporate MITRE program can play a vital role in helping MSMEs become more formal, more compliant, and more sustainable.